The pavement outside 675 Texas Street in Fairfield became a sea of picket signs Tuesday as workers from four major unions representing health, social services, and administrative staff united for a two-day walkout. They say Solano County is engaging in unfair labor practices and refusing to meet cost of living demands while management receives double-digit raises. Michael Kitsit, a senior mental health manager and president of Local 21, says the stalemate over healthcare benefits has turned a professional dispute into a personal one.
They can fight with us about money all they want. You know, it's hard times. They have a fiduciary responsibility for the county. I respect that, but I'll tell you something. Don't hold healthcare over our heads.
The rally drew hundreds of people, according to union estimates. Among them was Agba Bibbs, a labor leader and social worker with 31 years of service, speaking about the wage inequality between workers and the Solano County Board of Supervisors.
They took a raise last year of 18%, and they're only offering us 6%. So 3% first year, 2%, then 1%. That doesn't cover the cost of living right now. Everything has went up, and we're doing more with less, and they're not hiring enough staff for us to actually be able to do the job effectively to serve the community. What we want is a fair raise, a fair cost of living raise would be like 5% each year. Our medical right now that we're out of contract has been cut, and they're charging us to pay our medical. Also, we want Juneteenth, and Juneteenth right now they're asking us to give up another holiday to receive Juneteenth. And it's just like they don't understand Black history, because Juneteenth is all about us not giving up anything else.
Agba's wife, Jacqueline Bibbs, joined him at the podium, describing the have and the have-not dynamic she says exists between the board and the workers.
And us standing out here, we the have-nots.
That's right.
And they're the haves. Medical insurance keeps going up. And we have to make a choice. Do I take the bottom of the barrel so that I can eat? Or do I not eat so that in case the medical emergency comes up like it did for us, we can save lives? It doesn't feel like the board, the county, our administrators, it doesn't feel like they care. And I want to work for a county that cares about me.
Staffing shortage was a recurring theme on the picket line. Adrian Lozoya, a mental health specialist who works with high-risk children, says the vacancy crisis has a direct impact on families seeking help for anxiety, depression, and PTSD.
We've had positions that just never got filled, and those positions just got removed. So what happens is our clients are having longer wait times to be seen, to be processed, to get assigned with clinicians. Doing extra work for two people does create burnout. It does cause us to feel unmotivated at times and feel neglected ourselves.
State labor leaders were also at the rally. California Labor Federation President Lorena Gonzalez reminded the board that the county's workforce could seek better opportunities in neighboring counties, leading to a permanent loss of talent in Solano, but are choosing to stay because they love their community.
You could get trained here and go somewhere else and get paid much more. But you want to work for Solano County because you are the county. And so it's time the Board of Supervisors steps up and gets back to the table. It's time that they respect you. There are 1,300 local unions in California. The California Federation of Labor Unions represents 2.3 million workers who are standing shoulder to shoulder with all of you.
For workers like Robin Smith, a clinical supervisor with 20 years at the county, the strike is also a demand for respect.
We're out here, we're on the front lines, they're getting paid, they're being taken care of, so we want that same respect.
KPFA reached out to several members of the Solano County Board of Supervisors and the County Administrator's Office for comment. Those requests were not granted by airtime. However, in an official statement, county leadership pushed back against the accusations of bad faith bargaining. The county claims it has engaged in an extensive negotiation process and has consistently been transparent with workers, emphasizing that their current offer is designed to balance fair pay with the fiscal sustainability of essential public services. The strike is set to continue through Wednesday evening. I'm Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.